This is Tri-States Public Radio News. Next week's election in Hancock County could give several local school districts a big financial boost. County residents are being asked to approve the creation of a 1% sales tax for school facility needs. The money can be used to pay for new construction or improvements or to pay off bonds. The money could not be used for salaries, vehicles, or computers. Nauvoo Colusa Superintendent Kent Young says the local superintendents came up with the idea to avoid putting all of the burden for future facility needs on local property owners. He says the sales tax would be similar to a long-standing tax in Iowa and one recently approved in McDonough County.
If you go to Iowa, you're paying for their schools, and if you go to Macomb, you're paying for their schools. So we thought we'd get the revenue, and there's so many tourists, especially here in Nauvoo Colusa, that would help pay for the revenue, or anybody that comes here for any reason, like if there's football games in Carthage and stuff. And so that's why we decided it was a great idea.
The Regional Office of Education estimates the sales tax could generate about $700,000 annually. The revenue would be shared by 10 different school districts, with the split being based on the number of Hancock County students in each district. Young says Nauvoo Colusa plans to use its share to build a new gym. It would borrow the money for the project and pay the bonds using the roughly $50,000 it expects to receive each year. The vote would require a simple majority for passage. If approved, the tax would take effect January 1st. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.